The Gemara in Brachas, the Flamet Tesson base, also the Gemara in Shabbos, brings the Makor for Lechem Mishnah from this week's Parsha. The Gemara says, "Olavavo b'Shabbos chayav odom liftzoy al shtei kikoros." You have to do ptzi al shtei kikoros. We'll see in a second what it means. My timeo Lechem Mishnah ksiv. Where's Lechem Mishnah now in this week? The mon came down. On Friday, it came down double, Lechem Mishneh. So from here, you learn how to do Lechem Mishneh and Shabbos. The Gemara goes on and says, Rav Zeiro, he used to pick up two chalas, but he would cut only one of them. Rav Zeiro, what does it mean, kula shiruso? So Rashi says, what kula shiruso? Prusa gedoyla sheadayloi lechola suda b'Shabbos. He would call one big piece and eat from the piece the entire year. That's what Rashi did. That's what Rashi learned.
For the one meal.
For each meal, yeah. Masha what? That Rashi claims the Gemara is not chayza what we just said before. You take the two chalas that you have in Shabbos, you cut one of them. How much do you cut? You cut a big piece of the entire meal. The Rashba in Shabbos argues in Rashi. It says no. And as we'll see soon, the Gemara also brings a Meduk from the Gemara. He says, what does it mean, you would cut both chalas. The Rabbi Zeiro, when you would do Ptzia Sapat, instead of cutting only one chala, he would cut both. And that's what the Gemara goes in and says, Omo Ravino Avashiv HaKad Mitchazik Karav Tenu. So it looks like you know, like as if you're a fresher, where you have to cut so much. Omo Ravino Kol Yoyim L'Kol V'Dachiv HaHid N'Kol, because every day I'm doing only for Shabbos, Loyim Mitchazik Karav Tenu. It doesn't look so bad. So according to the way the Rashba learns, and then say Rav Haigun goes into the same thing, you take the challah, you take both challahs, you cut both.
So you have to eat from both.
That's what they learn. Yeah, to cut both. Pots are cut. Yeah, cut both. You have to eat from both too. The loshna ptsia means you cut both challahs, right?
That's what it was. How much more that you're going to eat from?
Yeah, but the reason says the Mohit Mashus in the Goyin is that he says you have to eat it too. But I agree, the ptsia means cut. The Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan brings Allah. Shulchan Aruch says that yeah, he starts Pritzeya Shteki Korish Shleim Shoich Shteim Biyadoi Uvoitzeya Atachtoino. You cut only one of them. He says the bottom one, and the Mugnevra, and the Taz Mugnevra discuss how you get to the bottom one with Ma'avir Mela Mitzvahs. That's what it is. Then the Emor says you have to cut the top one on the day. Comes the Shulchan Aruch the next Seif. Mitzvah Lipzah B'Shabbes Pusta Gedoi Shitas Pekol Asudo. You should cut one big challah for the entire meal. Meaning the old like Rashi, and not like the Rashba and the Rav Haigun. Comes the Goyin, and he says, "Va'ikra kamosh kadam mashal v'shlo lachtoich shneim kipir sharashba v'ray Goyin." Akulu shirut says the Goyin, "For the pure shash yikosh shaboy in my mikzik after." Who's the wife? You cut a big piece. It looks like a fresher, and that's what he says. Says the Goyin that he says like the halacha. Like the Rav Haigun and the Rashba, you should cut both pieces. And the Bach also brings both shittas l'halacha. The Pesach mentions it too. The Bach says that you should be better to be noyik shneim, which means cut both pieces and have also a big piece for yourself that you'll eat for the entire suuda. That's what the Bach says as well.
So you're supposed to cut a big piece.
According to the guy, you have to cut both.
But what about the big piece? He's not machped on them.
You don't. You have to cut the Bach says you should do both. The guy himself says Vayin Bach. Bach means. Look at the Bach that says you should be noeg both. Have one big piece, but you should also cut both chalas.
In Kol, the guy, it says that when it's ayin, the Bach calls chalas.
So when it's
ayin,
so he's chalak in the Bach. I hear. Maybe you say ayin the Bach, and there he says, you want to say both, they want to say maybe the Afka one. Okay? So you cut both chalas. It says the guy has to cut both chalas. Okay, so first, you have to understand. So what's that gedora of the machlekes? How do you define the machlekes? So put a push-up shot. What is the difference between the Rashi and the Rashba? The difference is what is the Lechem Mishnah doing in Shabbos? According to Rashi, the Lechem Mishnah is there. You don't have to cut both. You cut only one of them. So why is it there? It gives a chashivas for the suud of Shabbos. You start the suud with two chalas, like you're machshivit. We'll see in a second. According to the Rashba, no, you have to actually use both chalas. Not enough to have one. They have to use both. You have to use one. Might have kimina. So I saw they bring There's a, for example, a suffix that the Pesholim Zad Aruch brings on Lacha. It says, what happens if you have a challah you cannot eat? You have two challahs. One challah you can eat. The other one doesn't belong to you. It's shom.
Let's say frozen.
So frozen, they say that there's a whole discussion of frozen because it's really edible. Just not right this second, but if you're going to wait 2 or 3 hours to be able to eat it, that's good enough. But let's say you can't eat it because the Rosh Hashanah discusses a few cases. Something's regarding Yisurim. Probably Yisurim is like a little definition, so we'll leave it aside. He says, let's say it's not, if you have a bread, it's just, it doesn't belong to you. You're not allowed to eat it because someone lent it to you. You can use it to do the Mishnah, but you can't eat it. You know, I think you can add to that. Let's say you're sitting in a meal, right? Sometimes you're in a simcha. Each one has one challah. So one guy tells you, take my challah, do lechem mishnah, give it back to me. So I don't want you to use my challah. Don't cut it. I need it for myself for lechem mishnah. But I want you, but you can use it for your lechem mishnah. I mean, do you have to be able to eat it or not? So lechura, according to the Rashba that says that you must have to cut both, abadi, you have to eat both. According to the Rashi, you can discuss. You could say, listen, it's just there for the chashivas. Maybe the chashivas includes that you should be able to eat it as well. That's what comes up. The Maisa, the Shaila that we need to understand, is what chat in the Rashba, in the Gorn? This Rashi makes a lot of sense. We'll start the question like this. The mon was double, right?
They saved it the next day.
They saved it the next day. When there was Lechem Mishnah, when was double? When was the doubling of the month? On Friday. So maybe we should say Shabbat Lechem Mishnah on Friday. Avadi not. Why not? Because why do we have Lechem Mishnah on Friday? Because Shabbos was such a chashuv a day that Friday had double. So you didn't eat double. There's never eating double of pashtas. You always ate only one challah. And as we'll see in a second, maybe there was times you ate, but you always ate one. Just because of Friday, there was double that came down, you want to commemorate the fact that Shabbos had the chashivas to have two, so that's what you have two. So Rashi makes a lot of sense. You have two chas at the beginning of the suit to show those two chas. You have to eat both. So what's shot in the Rashba says you have to eat both? So that's one question.
According to this, you need to have two chas Shabbos morning.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. How to get the two chas Shabbos morning. By the way, just when we're speaking about the fact that you need to eat, just to add to that, the counts of eating, and when you get the Yichud Shal Hashudas, it says that you have to eat, we'll get to the Machlekes, you have Lechem Mishnah Shal Hashudas or not. The Ramo adds that every suit you eat in Shabbos, let's say you have Shal Hashudas, you're eating another meal on your own, you should do Lechem Mishnah. That's why some of Makbet, when you do a Kiddush, they have two crackers. Even though it's not bread, because you want to have Lechem Mishnah every meal. Says the Gaon, why? Because it says botza kol shuso, it's a din in ptzi, a din in achila. I mentioned achila before. It's a din in eating. It's not a din in the seuda. So that goes like the goyin. The goyin l'shitasoy that says you have to cut both. It's a mais achila. Every time you eat, you should have double. But she ain't get a koi to Rashi, it's a little harder to say because basically you're just having it as there. So to have it in every meal, you could say maybe not. But the mais say, so we have to understand pshat in this goyin. Where does this come from? L'chur l'chem mishnah, we never had double. There's another discussion that you have about Lechem Mishnah, which is Lechem Mishnah and Yom Tov. So Tosis brings a beitza, a basin with base. He says, he brings the Mikan Mashah Shabbat Lo Yayur B'Yom Tov Kippur Shvashi. Because he brings, it wasn't a Chana, there wasn't Yom Tov, there wasn't Lechem Mishnah. There was Lechem Mishnah as well. So he says, he brings, V'Omar B'Yavarech V'Kadosh B'Yuchu V'Man V'Kitshu V'Man Shabbat Shabbos Lo Yayur Edman Al B'Yom Tov Yayur Edman. So Tosfos brings, he says maybe it's Yerushim Chalukim. Was there mon was there the mon go down Yom Tov or not? And Pesachim brings it as well. There he brings it more stronger. He says the Chel Pesach of Alphas brings the riff that Tzorich Liftzayal Shtei Kikoras Be Yom Tov. You have to do double on Yom Tov as well. Ve'atam Fishaya Lechem Mishte Yoyer Barve Yom Tov. So the riff says there was also Lechem Mishte on every Yom Tov. What? Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos. The Pashas, they had the Yom Tov as well. Even though there was not, throughout the 40 years of the Midbar, they were commemorating Yom Tov. Hey, the Kosher, Rosh Hashanah. Kosher, Shavuot, Pahalim, Ba'asa, Kedash, Tov, Be'ach, Tov, Lamin, Kedash, Kozmanim. So he says, Mashma, Min, Yom Tov, Ayama, and Yom Tov. He says, the Rif says that you do Lechem Mishnah Yom Tov, why the Chur Mon came down Yom Tov, Shalat, the Tesis. The Pnei Yeshua in Beitza says, of course, Man came down Yom Tov. Why? What was the whole reason the man did not come down on Shabbos? So Yeshua says because Oitzor, because you couldn't take the man and bring it back to your house because you have a problem with Tilto. Okay, that's a Shabbos. Yom Tov, you have no problem at all. So why should you not be Yoredi Yom Tov? So what's shown in the Rif that says there's Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? Nice, so we paskin, Shulchan Aruch, but we do Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. So what is this come from? So the Maiz comes like this. When speaking in Hilchos Shaashudis, do you need to have Lechem Mishnah or not? The two brings a sheet up. He says you don't have to have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. On Shaashudis. Why not? She says the Cheshbon is like this. It says that the mon was oimer, size of oimer, right? So you're safe. What's the law oimer? So as we're in the hearing room this week, they used to have two meals: one meal in the morning, one meal in the evening. The oimer used to be divided into two. You take the mon pi oimer and have a meal for the morning and a meal for the evening. What happened on Friday? You got double, right? You got two mons. So now you have double the size. So you ate one meal, now you have four meals. You eat one meal on Friday morning. When you get to Friday night, you have the meal that you always had. And you have two extra, right? Two extra meals that came for the extra month. So you take one of the extra meals, you have a lechem mishnah. And then you eat one. The next morning, you're left with how much? With two. So you have two to make a lechem mishnah, and you eat one. When it comes to Shalashud, there's how much you have left. Only one. So it says the Torah, basically, he says it's a mechilta, the name of mechilta, that they never had, in the Midrash, Hashem has never had lechem mishnah, because it's not possible to have lechem mishnah. You only have four meals. It's like, right, you have a certain amount of the breads. So when it came in Shabbos, you basically start with three challahs. You have three challahs, everybody knows. You have only three challahs at home, you cover yourself with two meals. But the third meal, you don't have a lechem mishnah. So they never had lechem mishnah in the Midrash. You don't have to have lechem mishnah in Shashas. That's how the Torah says. So today I found, it was like, I tried to find, found a Mitzini floor, I didn't know it exists, I didn't see it any other place. The Das came about Toysis here in the parasha. He starts by bringing this story, the Mechilta, that says there was no Lechem Mishnah in Shah Shudis. And then he says, he brings another Shita. And he says, Omer Mariti Marab Mirun Shayabu Tseh Ashtiki Kores Minicha B'Shabes. The Kibaldi Maravron. And he brings a Raya. So he says, the Umasoy, he brings the Raya. He says, she said like this. What of Shachem? Chol yom ayored liyishol min preida achas u'bishabes shtei preiders pirush kfulos kloima shekol suudo shiredes b'shul Shabbos yiredes kfula belachma. Says Shabbos had two things. First of all, there was double one, but the suud of Shabbos was automatically double on its own. That portion of Shabbos was double. So he goes on. He says, "How is the chesh?" He goes like this. When the month came down on Friday, so they took one portion was for Friday. So that wasn't double. That they ate Friday morning. The one that you eat Friday night was double. So you had double for that night. Then you have to say, then you have three meals, each one of them is double. So you have lechem mishnah for each suuda. Because every meal of Shabbos was double. So what is that skin telling me? The lechem mishnah has two inyanim. Lechem mishnah is double in the, you know, is both the quantity. Rather, the double mon. And each shuman had a better quality mon that he could fit two meals. The food of Shabbos was double. That's what he says. He actually says that's the reason that you have lechem mishnah and shashudis. That's what he passed. Lechem mishnah and shashudis. Why have lechem mishnah and shashudis? Chur, the Torah says good. In the midbar you had only one. Answer is no, because everything was double, so you had lechem mishnah and shashudis as well, and that's what it was. Based on that, you can understand what happened, or you can say the same thing. That's what Tavshat in Yom Tov. Why? Because you could say, in the Chanan, when the Rif says that it was Lechem Mishnah Yom Tov, not that Mon was not Yorid in Yom Tov. So he says, I know that I was not Yorid. Mashmah, Mon was Yorid in Yom Tov. Says the Pnei Yeshua, there's no reason for Mon not to be Yorid in Yom Tov. Mon was Yorid in Yom Tov. The Lechem Mishnah that you had was the fact that the Mon was double. The Mon came to the world as a double Mon. Why did the Mon came to the world as a double Mon? Because it was the bracha of Shabbos in Yom Tov that the food expands. So therefore, the Mon came in Yom Tov, but it expanded. That's right on the Rif. That's really pshat in the Goyen as well. So if the Goyen, what's the idea, the way the Goyen paskins? The pshat is that every meal you eat double. Every meal you eat double. Why? We said, and the Midbar L'chud, they didn't double. According to this Das Kanim, they didn't have double, because they went ahead and they ate, the mon was kafel, so every meal they had
why
double.
Why would the mon be kafel on Yom Tov?
Because broch of Yom Tov. Not because you need. Came down Yom Tov. Came down Yom Tov. That answers the question of Tesis, because Tesis says there was a special thing in Shabbos more than Yom Tov. So here's what is the special thing Shabbos and Yom Tov? It came down on Yom Tov, but it was double on Yom Tov, like it was double Yom Tov like Shabbos. But the fact
wasn't
that
the reason because of Shabbos.
It wasn't the reason because it didn't stop coming down. That's what it is. Just end that it comes out, that it's wrote down, the name the Pshat in the Goyen, and when Goyen says that you caught each one double, except the fact that we just said now, that in time of the Midbar they would cut that double. There's also Inyan, it says, brought down, basically in Zoyar, you need to have 12 brethren shops. Why? Because it was 12 Lech HaPari. So the minute that comes to the name of the Ari is to have 12 breads, and the Kupolim have 12 breads in the meal. The Goyen says, no, what's 12 breads? You have 2 challahs per meal. And you break Seah Shneyan, they cut it to 2, both of them. So the 6 goes 12. So that's it. It's another dimension of the lechemish that you cut both. You cut both not only because they need you have to eat both, lechemish also to create a 12 lechem.